Look, Molly Meldrum has been in the news as he recovers from a major brain injury. And, you know, there's a whole lot of love for Molly because there was a whole lot of love for a program that goes down as an icon in Australian music history. It's Countdown. Perhaps you, like me, were glued to the screens watching it every week. I sat down with my mother. And here's someone, we're going to hear from someone who has a lifelong connection with Countdown, but let's head back to those heady days.
We've got a new pop show, half an hour every week, titled Countdown. Now, what do you think about that? Right, now, what does it mean to you to have a pop show?
Oh, it's good because there isn't much on right now that we can watch and be something good to see.
I think it's fantastic because it's mostly shows for little kids or older people, nothing for us.
And to you?
Oh, fantastic. It gives you a chance to see all your favourite pop stars. It's just fantastic.
I think it's about time they had one for us.
Why is that?
Because there's nothing else on except for GDK and that's only for 10 minutes.
Right. So you're really pleased the ABC are going to... Yeah, and you'll be watching...
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what time it's starting on the ABC? And what night?
Friday.
Right. Thanks very much.
Do yourself a favour. Gosh, that's the for all the tragedies we've been talking about, that's the one that has got me teary. I'll never forget the girl across the road getting to go to Countdown. She was a teenager and I was much younger and we just all thought she was going to Mecca. Now, someone who has been a lifelong, passionate fan of Countdown is a chap called Jason. Jason Grech. Is it Gretch or Grech? Gretch.
Gretch or Grech.
Hello. Welcome, sir. You posted a fantastic comment on the 80 Days That Changed the World website. You remember watching Countdown from as early as 4.
Absolutely, yes.
Tell us about that memory.
Well, basically, music was always in my blood from a kid, so my parents and my older sister, Teresa, would constantly be watching Countdown every Sunday, and it is true that at the time, families at 6 o'clock on Sunday would watch Countdown. It was like a big event. So by the time I got to 4 years old in about 1979, that's when it was always on every Sunday and I was like, wow, this is my thing.
Absolutely. What bands did the show introduce to you?
Oh, God, so many. From like really little, I mean, I remember seeing people like My Sex and Alice Cooper on the show and being absolutely petrified of Alice Cooper, actually.
He still looks scary.
I remember 1980, a big video for me on Countdown was I Got You by Split Enz. I was absolutely fascinated by it. The show got me into all sorts of bands. It got me into Culture Club, Boy George, Human League, Duran Duran, Kim Wilde, Spanner Ballet, Madonna, and the list goes on and on and on.
The whole new romantic new wave movement really captured you, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at that time, I started watching Countdown from about 79, but by the time 81 to 82, 83, 84, those years were just absolutely amazing for me. Growing up with music, it was like a fantasy land, basically.
Like a fantasy land. Great description. So much so that you have, in fact, started a website dedicated to the cause of Countdown.
Yes, it's countdownmemories.com. I've been running that since about 2002. And it's been a great ride. I've interviewed so many people, Molly Meldrum and Kim Wilde and lots of Australian bands, like from Brian Canham to Pseudo Echo to the late and departed beautiful James Freud and many, many people, and got in touch with the response has been amazing with so many people contacting me and through the website and a big forum of people talking about the love of Countdown. So there's like many of us that still hold it very close to our hearts.
Why do you think it had such an impact? Because, of course, there have been later ABC music shows, Rock Arena, Beatbox, Recovery.
Yeah.
Of course, Rage has stayed with us for 25 years. It's just celebrated its birthday. But why Countdown? Why was it different?
Well, first of all, I think all those other shows, all of them are brilliant in their own way. But Countdown was, I don't know, it was aimed at, like, everybody, like, whether you were a kid or a teenager or a punk or a grandmother or a grandfather, whatever it was, it covered so many subcultures and spoke to youth culture and Molly's, I guess the thing is with Molly, it was more, like, he's so passionate about music, it's more than just a job for him, like, he lives and breathes music. So
absolutely,
that kind of came across. And the fact that he wasn't so much a trained journalist, but just cared about the music. I mean, that really came across. And I think a lot of artists and bands that he interviewed, I mean, they got that vibe from him, and so did the whole of Australia who was watching it. And, I mean, it just even shows, I mean, since his accident, I mean, people who were on the show in the 70s and 80s are still referencing Molly Meldrum.
They are indeed. Jason Gretsch, thanks so much for joining us on the program. And look, I mean, Molly was such an inclusive, wonderful, daggy character he on that show. It was wonderful. Thanks very much.
I've got.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.